a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. But there's a code of silence and it can't go on.
I am Alan Watts, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on October the 12th, 2009. Newcomers, I always suggest you look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, and you can download hundreds of hours of talks I've given in the past for free. And on the front page, you'll also see the alternate sites. Bookmark them for future use, because sometimes the major sites get pulled or go down. For always strange reasons that can never be figured out, even by Yahoo, for instance. And it's good to have the alternate sites. You can always get the latest shows if you do so. And there's cuttingthrough.jenkness.com, very dependable site. There's cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca. There's Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca. And there's Alan Watt, sentientsentinel.eu. The last one is a European site. It has all the same audios for download and playback. It has the addition of transcripts of quite a lot of these talks I've given for print-up, download and print-up, written in the various languages of Europe. So there's a variety to choose from. And it's a sad thing we have to, some of us at least have to put a whole bunch of sites up there because of the trouble that we get when big boys do favors to other big boys companies or for on behalf of government generally and give you a hassle to delay you, set you back, and all that kind of stuff. It'll take me weeks to upload stuff, even if I'm 1 week behind. It'll take me weeks on the speed I get by the satellite upload company I use. I'm in the country, ExploreNet, and they've given me an awful hassle. They cut me back. I can't even watch a Google video for 2 or 3 minutes. They have an automatic lock on it. So for all those guys who fall into the trap of ExploreNet, when it comes to their fair use policy, ask them to explain it, and you'll find out they can't. No one at the company apparently knows what the limits are. It's an arbitrary thing, and they put you on a lock, and you're allowed so much time before the speed plummets. Just to let you all know out there. I'll stop talking about them when they take the lock off my site, off my upload site. And remember, too, that you are the listeners. You bring me to you. It's up to you to keep me going. I'm not backed by any companies. I'm not part of an NGO. I don't get government funding. NGOs get government funding generally. And I have no other organizations backing me up. I just do what I do because it must be done. It's time for it to be done. And when I came out at first, there certainly was a big patriot movement, only pretty well in the U.S., but it was still kind of around in circles. From a previous era, so I really did help to change direction completely and bring them up to date and see the world's involvement in this whole New World Order and not just the U.S. And I've gone into some depth and big players behind it on my talks. So it's more than a vocation. It's a necessity to speak out while we can speak out. They say that if you don't pass out the knowledge that you have gained, and you understand it, it will destroy you. That's a very old saying going back to ancient Greece. And I think it's probably true today. And even in the saying of it, it can also destroy you. It can take a lot out of you, believe you me. So it's up to you to keep me going. You can find out how to do it by going to the website, cuttingthroughmatrix.com, and donating or purchasing the things I have for sale on the website. Remember, PayPal can also be used for purchases if you email me separately. And this personal check for the U.S. and Canada. International postal money order from the U.S. if you don't have a bank account and you don't want to use the banks. And there's also some people that send cash outside the Americas. MoneyGram, Western Union, PayPal, cash is fine. Back with more after this break.
Hard- Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. The matrix is a reality, you might say, a concrete reality. It's to do with the world, the physical world, as we know it, and everything within that world. And it's interpreted in many ways by the societies with secrets as they bring their initiates up through the different degrees. You find that most of the Freemasonic outfits out there tend to poo-poo the idea of any deity. Sometimes I'll say believe in any deity at all, even science can be your deity, and if you accept that, you're in, basically, as long as you believe in something. You can also believe that man can become God, which is pantheistic. That's the basis of pantheism. It's behind all pantheism, and that suits even diehard atheists as well, because they truly believe in science. It's interesting. It's like a nightmare. You can suppress a nightmare or a neurosis, and it pops up somewhere else. So if you suppress one, say, natural instinct, and man does have a natural instinct into religion, if you suppress it, it pops up somewhere else, even in atheism, but atheism with the belief in science replacing any deity. That's good enough too, you see. And this is very, very ancient, and that's why ancient philosophers wrapped up their different theories in mystical language for the profane, as they called the people who were really uneducated. That's, in a sense, what it meant to the base people who had no education. And I think even Plato had above his door that no one could enter who did not understand geometry, because he used geometry. What they were looking for was the order of nature, believing behind everything there was an order, mathematical order, numbers. So you have numerology came out of it, and it's the sacred geometry, as they called it, and Pythagoras, and different theorists who were quite correct in the way that they set out geometry with its various laws that they uncovered. They're still taught in school today. But it also had other meanings behind it, obviously, used in the esoteric form, because in pantheism too, if man could become God, it also was dependent upon selective breeding. Eugenics has always been up there in pantheism, selective breeding. To bring out the magical child or the new Messiah, that's the idea behind it as well, the perfected child. The same thing with Isis and Osiris and Horus, the sun. And every country in the ancient world had its own version of the same story. The profane or the masses were always taught to worship the exoteric, and so they'd end up worshipping the sun or whoever they were told to worship, while the inner boys laughed up their sleeves and knew what it really meant. And so their sayings to do with as above, so below, as in heaven, so on earth, meant the reflection of perfection of the heavens would be reflected in the world, and perfection would come when man could literally recreate what they saw above them in an earthly form of perfection. Perfection meant rules and laws for everything, a world run by wise men. And during all the revolutions, from really the Middle Ages onwards, and there were many revolutions, many of them failed, but they always managed to sort of step up a step before they fell back, leaving the trace of that step being the changes in culture ready for the next step. And during the 1800s, they went through a whole period of revolutions. They sped right up into the 1900s, the early 1900s, and we saw the culminating one that we thought was the culminating one, with the Soviet Union, then the Communist Revolution in China. The insertion of a new system, which appeared as the antithesis of the old Western powers, but wasn't really, it was designed to blend the two together, because in the laws of nature, they use opposites, and opposites eventually always clash and then combine to an extent and give out a new offspring, another Horus, if you like. So spring will clash with winter, and out comes summer. That's the idea of it. The laws of nature, simple laws of nature. And with geometry, they could prove certain theories. You could demonstrate them over and over and over again to any student who would come to the same answer as you had. So fixed laws, for the first time, they had actually fixed laws that they could prove by demonstration, as opposed to simple theories of philosophy. Science is the outcome of it. And as I say, we're going through with the biggest change, the sort of final part. It might take them 100 years. Some of them think it'll take 1,000 years to 3001, like Arthur C. Clarke, his final novel is called 3001, to bring up into their perfect society, the modern utopia that H.G. Wells talked about. In the meantime, the world is being standardized because all opposing forces or systems are being decimated right now. And as they decimate those, they upgrade the ones they've already conquered for a long time. They upgrade them with a new way of believing, a new belief system to do for the next 100 or 200 or 300 years. This system is a form of earth worship, as Gorbachev said, the man plucked out of the Soviet Union and given the green cross of the Knights of Lazarus. And also, too, remember, green was the sacred color of communism. Red is its revolutionary active color. But green would be the color of success, when the absence of all opposition, which the term peace, was evident, the green cross. And nature would be risen up. Lazarus means to raise up. So their symbols are all around you, and the public never know it. And even, I think I had a caller last week from California who asked about the spirits and are there plans going along with spirit. Well, from their point of view, it would be, because Blavatsky and others were put out there to form the female lodges as a useful tool to bring more and more women into. They knew they'd have to separate the genders politically, ideologically, and so on, and use them. And what better way to, than to fascinate them with the occult? And that was what Blavatsky was set up to do. But she said in the 1800s, her, the job of theosophy was to combine the Western religions with that of really those that of India, basically, Hinduism. Because with the combination of the two, you have obedience, you have an ongoing revelation of a future still to come. And with Hinduism, you also had the higher occultic system, which is really a caste system of those that are born or descended from God, the Brahma, the enlightened ones, the perfected ones, and different strata down beneath them. In a sense, India is the logical outcome of a Freemasonic society, you might say. The degrees, and you're stuck in your degree, and you can't move out of it in India, mind you, unless you become what? A side degree, or a fakir. A fakir is a magician, someone who's learned to conquer or master certain things, including bodily functions of all kinds. But you're allowed, regardless of the caste, to go into the higher order, where all castes meet, even the Brahmanistic castes, if you become a fakir. So every country has its exoteric and its esoteric system set up, because these derive from ancient systems that ruled the world, at least to manipulate behind it for a long, long time, and they always wanted to bring in their perfect world where there'd be only one system. It's well in evidence today. Under democracy, they've said in their own writings over and over that they would basically fool the public for a period of time because they didn't believe the public, the profane, were wise enough, mature enough, intelligent enough, educated enough to run their own lives. Therefore, need wise men behind the scenes to do so. And we've really always had that. I think the older a person gets, the more you realize there's other people pulling the strings behind the scenes. And that's, of course, what Benjamin Disraeli said. Benjamin Disraeli, who was the Prime Minister of Britain at one point, said the same thing. That the public will never imagine who really pulls the strings. It's far different people that rule behind the scenes than the public see. And that's the truth of it. Today, it's no different. Money rules the world. It's ruled the world for a long, long time. And it's rather evident that the money system is its own law. It runs governments. It can flatten any government by simple withdrawing of debts or calling up the debts and put anybody out overnight if they need to do it. And they can do it. They've proven in the past they can do it. Every politician knows this. Every prime minister knows it. And when governments obviously can rob the public to pay back the gangsters who rob the public, then you've got one big gang at the top that just robs the public. Who are the defending? Who? Why would you try and fix something that was broken, that didn't work anyway? Why would you try, by robbing the public, to fix something that had already robbed the public? Who does the government serve? We can go into nanotechnology. We can go into incredible areas of science. It's only incredible if they keep us in the dark, because they're always way, way ahead of what the public's told. But they just can't fix the money system. That's what we're told. It's just too complex. Therefore, they reward the crooks who just rob and plunder the planet. Money rules the world. Those in charge of money give the orders. Those in charge of money own the philanthropic organizations through foundations, which comprise the parallel governments, with their henchmen, the NGOs. Back with more after this break.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Just mentioning how the societies that still run the worlds, and that's what they're, very helpful societies to those who rule the worlds, those with the big money. The ones who are necessary, in fact, to even create revolutions by financing them. Nothing gets off the ground in this world without financing. Nothing. Especially wars and revolutions. And there's no such thing as a successful, spontaneous revolution. It takes years to plan revolutions and set up the infrastructure to do so, and the military-type internal organization to carry it out, the training and even the weaponry and the money to pay them like a job for years, and preparation for it. That's why anything that's spontaneous is generally called a rout. You're routed. It's because it's a rabble who simply are unorganized and they're rioting. Blavatsky, the female who was initiated in the side lodges, as they call it, the side degrees of Freemasonry, also talked about the combination of spirit and science. She talked in her books, in fact, about how the older alchemists were kind of foolish in some ways for their beliefs, and that through modern science and the progress we were making in the 1800s, they truly believed that they would conquer all of nature, find all of nature's secrets through science, and be able to perfect the world, perfecting that which was left imperfect, as they call it, relating initially in the early days to man himself, but now to everything, hence the massive genetic engineering that's going on. And we know where it's all going because they've had enough of the futurists come out in magazines and science magazines telling us where they're taking the world into a brave new world scenario, something known by Huxley back in the 1930s because he wrote about it in Brave New World. And Brave New World revisited the non-fictional version. So we're living through that period. We've seen the massive financing that's gone into research and development, as they call it, to do with genetic research. So far, when they first came out, it was like everything else. It was to help the poor, the infirm, the sick, and all that stuff. And none of it's gone into that, as we see. But they can certainly create any kind of virus or bacterium to kill you, because war is always at the top of their chart. And they can certainly alter or create new types of humans. They know they can do that. They can design humans, purpose-made humans. And all you have to do now is convince the public through movies and fiction and talk shows and so on that this is a good thing. Now, the elitism at the top of this group who rule the world is astonishing. Under this beautiful facade of benevolence to humanity, benevolence, they really look upon you like, and talk about you like you talk about the need to put down animals, really. For their own good, painlessly, hopefully, but they've got to bring them down. That's the kind of way they talk about the public. We've served their purpose along their Darwinian theory, which they put out. They shoved Darwin out in front there to do this kind of job. They trained his father and his grandfather, in fact. And the whole idea is that we're just, as I say, the staging rockets and to prepare them to go off into this brave new world. And in true Hinduism, you can't bring in the old type into the new. It takes down the new type, so you must destroy the old type. That's called the depopulation or sterilization. Doesn't matter, you'll achieve your ends either way, if it's just direct or through sterilization. And H.G. Wells, in his Modern Utopia, speaking on behalf of the same group as a little scribbler, a writer, and promoting the agenda, he's a propagandist for them. That's all his books were about. Heavily promoted the eugenics idea and talked about what he saw coming, obviously, from the group that he was initiated into, who let him in on a few secrets. But he saw a world where the old type had died off through sterilization, rather than just kill them overtly. Well, we've been getting sterilized for an awful long time. It's been in the works because you see the evidence in the charts for the last 50 years. But it's not fast enough, obviously, to kill us off at the speed with cancers and various things. They got to step it up. And eventually, you'll have volunteers coming across. I wouldn't be surprised, and I believe they could teach the public anything, to be honest with you. I truly do. If they can get the children young enough, they can bring them up into a world where they'll believe anything. For instance, in the 1800s, the Freemasonic societies were set up in every country. A young country, like the young English, young England, and the young English, the young Italians. Throughout the fact, the Milner Group were heavily involved in that with Rothschild and the funding of it. And every country in Europe had its young, whatever the country was called. And this was a deliberate attempt to indoctrinate children, who took oaths, by the way, to join, into bringing on this wonderful utopia of freedom, where they throw off all monarchies and come into this new age of democracy and have rights and freedoms. Albert Pike himself goes through the fallacy. Remember, he was the head of the Scottish Rite Freemasonry. And he said, he goes through himself and says, you know, how can any man have liberty or freedom? So they use the slogan, but they never really believed the public should have liberty or freedom. Wise men should rule. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Talking about the young groups that were started up in the revolutionary periods all over the world. There's a young, it's actually one of the young Hungarians, I think, who was sent over as a student to blow up the Archduke Ferdinand. And we know that started World War I off because they wanted chaos. Chaos could help bring out their new system. Conflict, that's how it works. And we've had many, many revolutions during the 20th century. We've had wars as well that helped cement this world system, which was promoted always from the beginning by the lodges. There's no doubt about that. And so-called occultic or secret-type societies, or societies with secrets, as like they call themselves. And they never know, all the workers never know the true purpose or who really runs it at the top. You don't have to join to see who runs it at the top. Because money rules it all. It rules the entire world system. Money. And those in charge of money, they're above all laws. They're above all laws. Why have they never, ever, for instance, brought a banker in to be tried for crimes against humanity, for financing horrific wars, or any kind of wars, for that matter? It won't happen. You see, do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. Do as thou wilt. It's a whole lot of law. Only refers to people who are above that. Once you're up to that stage, you can do what you want. You can behave in any fashion you wish. There's no law written that will ever bring you down into any court. This won't happen. And those at that phase, don't see what we see at the bottom. We call things corrupt and corruption when we see bribes and payoffs going on all the time. To them, that's normal practice. That's rewarding each other. The workman is worthy of his wages, they say. Doesn't matter where the money comes from. It's always the profane at the bottom who pay up for everything. And they're, in other words, it's a lie. It's a lie. Now, they talked about a world, especially in the American Revolution, that they'd bring in where the things become more fair and just for everyone. This beautiful utopia. But as I say, they always said there'd be a hidden group behind U.S. governments. Francis Bacon in The New Atlantis mentions that too, when he talks about the new Solomons, or Solomon's land, as he called it, that would rise in the Atlantic Ocean, meaning the U.S. That would have a form of government for the public that would be run behind the scenes by a secret group of scientists, he called them, scientists. We don't think too much about the social sciences. We don't understand psychology and that kind of stuff. Really is a science. Controlling the minds of people is a science. But remember, too, that wise men were to run. In other words, people who were perfected, people who could balance heaven and earth together within themselves, that's what it means. The emotional side and the logical side, and come to just impersonal decisions to affect other people. That's the stuff that they give out, which is nonsense because they're all pretty well corrupted at the very top. And eventually the whole idea shifted to the next phase once that was all through, because they realized that never, never would you ever get all of the profane to become wise and able to rule themselves. It's out of the same movement came the eugenics societies and the need to sterilize and kill off the inferior types. This stuff, again, was given advocacy by the writings of Darwin. That launched the whole program, Survival of the Fittest and the Best. That's really what it's about. And those who climbed to the top of the tree in the existing financial systems would be at the top of the tree. They'd proven their worth to get up there. And if they could hold on to that through generations and pass on their treasures to their offspring, who would in turn rule that system, they definitely had proven their worth to be there. So it's been a steady role since then, using science as a front and lots of theories as a front to bring down the world's population. They can't have the utopia with the so-called multi-millions of profane people at the bottom who will never really know what's going on and who live their little lives thinking about themselves, their families, or their entertainment, what they want to do and play at, and what they want to be in life, and so on. They're just simply too low down the totem pole to go on into this wonderful future, the same future, as I say, that H.G. Wells kept describing over and over and over. So that's what's behind all of this. And now, since 2001, we've gone through the war of terror. It is a war of terror, not on terror. It's a war of terror. They've terrorized the entire public into compliance because the Pavlovian technique is far more effective if it can be enforced and made mandatory by masses of government agencies when they've already got an obedient population trained to obey government and agencies. Look at the speed of the taking away of all rights of the public. The in-your-face, while we're monitoring all of you across the planet, everybody is being monitored. Why would that be? It's got nothing to do. Let's not even go into the reasons for it. We know it's to bring in their own utopia because they cannot allow anything to get through which they didn't see. They may upset their plans. Anything at all. The tyrant can't sleep at night unless everyone is perfectly predictable. That's why all of your habits, your whole personality profile, is copied and put together in a a so-called virtual reality run by the Pentagon. That's one place. They have a clone of us inside some computer. And I've read the articles from the Pentagon on this. They have your habits and who you phone on a Thursday or a Friday and what you have in common with that person and what does that person's circles also include. And they try to find mathematically different combinations of why you interact with different kinds of people. You must be perfectly predictable. That's what the whole Cold War used, the RAND Corporation and game theory. And they were feeding all of this kind of stuff into the old computers. And you were just a number that behaved in a predictable fashion. And if you stepped out of your predictable fashion, they'd want to find out why. And they'd monitor you. You wouldn't even know it. This has been going on for a long, long, long time. They're just making it much more easier to monitor all of us. And really, that's why they gave us all the internet. If it was bad for them and could possibly upset their plans, we would never have been given it. And we are predictable, unfortunately. Collectively, we are predictable. We can get hooked on things, and they know this. That's what the only thing I knew about computers for years was that there's lots of porn on it. That's what everybody knew. There was lots of pornography. It was the first thing to be launched by the media. Lots of porn, a bombardment daily, weekly, monthly, yearly on the internet. That was to get the schmucks in. That's what it was for. And they had it all laid out, how far they'd take it before they start reeling it back in. And by that time, you'd be addicted to it. So even though you go through changes and you'd pay more money, and eventually you will pay for every site you look into, and there'll be authorized sites only, and the mainstream media will be the only ones giving out the main information, eventually down the road, but maybe not that too far, you'll still look at it because ultimately take over from TV, as it's already doing. And you'll adapt to that, and you'll adapt to that, and you'll forget how it was in the beginning when you could see alternate sites and talk to people more freely. You forget all about it because we adapt. We're the most adaptable species on the planet. Years ago, as I say, when I was traveling, traveling across Europe, I noticed the same laws getting passed at the same time as I went from country to country. Often under different names, but it was always the same laws. And if you didn't know by going through other countries, you wouldn't know this was happening in the next country, the next country, the next country at the same time. And so I knew there was already a global system set up long before they declared, of course, this new corporate entity called the EU Parliament, with legal status. Long before that, when they were still talking about economic associations, that kind of thing. They're already doing it. The last people to know what's going on are the general public. And really, even the rituals of going through the voting farces, because it's all rigged, is just a formalization to the public that you're now conquered, really. And it's in the open now. And now they demand your cooperation. That's all it's for. And they do love rituals at the top. And the Americas have to go the same way. And the war off terror is the way they're really pushing it, ramming it through to protect everyone in the Americas. You cannot have all these separate governments. It's just too untidy. It is too confusing. And in a sudden emergency, going through all the different laws of each country is too time-consuming and too dangerous. That's what they're using this right. They've been using it since 2001. They call this Fortress America idea. That was in the media in Canada. And also, since 2005, they've had the signatories, the great signatories coming together, the Prime Minister of Canada, US, and Mexico, the three amigos, openly always signing deeper and closer ties with each other, which is the same terminology they used when they were uniting Europe year after year, decade after decade, closer ties. Until you're so tied together, you can't move unless you all roll together. And Karl Marx talked about it, remember? Karl Marx talked about the three main trading empires, beginning with a united Europe, and that's what the young Italians and young Turks and all the other young so-and-sos and young English were about in the 1800s, a world under this system, a and a united Europe. And they get rid of nationalism by using anarchists, as they called them. Anarchists were just the guys who got caught. They were the guys at the bottom that were disposable for the secret societies, the fervent types. But to unite was the key to overthrow the old existing system. And Mazzini, that was trained, and he went all over the world, really fomenting as an overseer the revolutionary parties on behalf of his mentor. And his mentor was the Grand Commander for Freemasonry, for the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, Albert Pike. And Mazzini said in his own writings that we must utterly corrupt in order to rule. The corruption of society was essential to rule. You must bring in a chaos to rule. It's no coincidence that chaos ruled and reigned before Mussolini came in. What they use is a technique of what you think is a left and a right wing. It's not really a right wing. But you have chaos brought in by what it appears to be the Communist Party. And then you give an antithesis to it, which they call the Fascist Party. Even though Mussolini himself was a socialist and the editor of the Italian Socialist magazine for years prior to becoming the great dictator. They did the same thing in Germany. Germany was an incredible hotbed of massive communism. And the Brownshires that Hitler was in league with had pitched running battles. It's mainly in Berlin and different places, main cities in Germany, long before war broke out and before he became in power. Pitched battles with thousands of people involved and lots of assassinations on both sides. Mussolini had so much to do with Adolf Hitler by giving him lots and lots of advice. But really, they were socialists, which was another form of the same thing. Quigley himself kept repeating that war is meant to change the cultures on both sides until you have a unified new culture. Again, a new Horus comes out, you see, of the two oppositions. But it's ongoing, and the last people to ever know what's happening are the general public. They want, it's true, they're so well brainwashed that they want, if there's 1% of plausibility in a governmental explanation, they'd rather jump at that and hang on than think the unthinkable, which is, this really stinks and is wrong. And it's a bad omen for all of us. They'd rather jump on to the 1% and comply. Even if they deep down in their hearts, in their gut reactions, instinctively know that this means something's terrible, something really, really bad is going to happen for all of them. They'll still clutch at the one little hope of the lie. I was thinking tonight, too, about this big bill that was put out by the UN and the EU passed it to do with health foods. For example, the world they're bringing in is run by scientists and through registration and licensing. Everything is licensed. That means if someone who steps out from the main crowd will have their license withdrawn. That's why the medical association is so easy to control. You must get a license. And they're going for all of the alternate health foods and so on. Now, they know, too, with intensive farming, that, yeah, they can grow big potatoes and all the rest, but it's laden with pesticides. It doesn't have the minerals and the vitamins that you need to survive and be healthy. They know all this. So they're making sure, through taking away your ability to get supplements without going through doctors and prescriptions, that's what it's coming to. That's what it's all about. Who will then, you know, be told to reel all that in too, because they don't want a healthy population as we go through the changes. You've got to bring on chaos, then offer the solution, which will be depopulation. There's too many people. That's really what they're about right now. I keep saying we're the only species on the planet that has to be convinced to go along with their own destruction or annihilation. You try talking to any animal out there as to why you want to eat it, or get rid of it, or kill it. I don't think you'll get very far. But they talk to us and try and convince us through scientific indoctrination. And because we have this ability to almost religiously go for a religious type of idea, when they bring in the globalism and they're teaching young children who have these visions of the world and trees everywhere and plants and birds and animals, they could bring this in. No, absolutely, they could bring this in. Where people will volunteer that once their useful life is up to help save the world, they will not be a burden upon the world and they'll go quietly into the extermination chamber. Back with more after this break.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. I'm talking about the way things are always done in advance of the public ever knowing what's really going on, and that the ritual of announcing even to the public or something being set up or a vote or whatever is a foregone conclusion. It's a ritual, as I say, to formalize and externalize what they've been doing for years. And in Canada, for instance, there's two bills. I don't have far they've gone through so far. There's Bill C-6 and Bill C-51. They're in line with the Codex Alimentarius bill that as again was pushed across Europe and then it's getting pushed in the States and pushed here. It goes in line with it, without using the terminology of codex in it. But it's to do with a whole bunch of things that gives power to the government to do. And here's an example. It says here, and I'll put up this link up tonight. It's from the Natural Health Products Protection Association, February the 18th, 2009. And it's the nhppa.org website, nhppa.org. And it gives you the difference between the two bills and really how it complements each other. And it goes into what it affects. It's everything, really. It has a summary of the points discussed in the paper, the property and privacy rights affected by the bill are broadened scope. Context for the new law, is it necessary to take away freedoms to protect us? A lot was under the Hazardous Products Act. The government can come into your home at any time without warrants, without any going through any organization, just an agency, and check for products in the home that they clearly classify as unsafe. It says the criminal code, criminal negligence provisions in it, civil penalties, abolition of the law of trespasses in it, the right to seize property without a court order, without reporting the seizure to a court, and for an indefinite period in it. The private home problem, again, around this whole idea of private property, when the great internationalist Pierre Trudeau, Prime Minister of Canada at one point, and the head long before that of the Comintern for Canada, the Young Communist League that went to Russia. He was the head in 1952 who led that party over to Moscow, became Prime Minister of Canada. He gives a Charter of Rights, and nowhere in the Charter do you have anything, saying anything about property or the rights of property. It says here, the state can assume control of private property, including land, without a court order and without a safety concern. They move away from significant risk tests, which they used to have to prove before they went through all this stuff. Abolition of the Independent Review Board. Are the powers to take control of businesses and to seize private property for alleged contraventions legal? The creation of administrative offences, new offences for everything. The public are responsible for the costs of seizures and detentions, regardless of whether or not the seizures and detentions were justified. Additional costs and responsibilities for small businesses. It's all to do with not just all to do with this, but health foods, basically. It can also go into the realm of someone lends you, say, some supplements that weren't authorized, and they're in your property. You could lose all your property. Just like that. There's no hearing after it. It's just seizure. But I'll put this up. And there's a lot of links in here, PDF and so on, and you can go through it all yourselves. The first reading was back in January. I don't know how far I've got with it now. I have no doubt I'll get round through regardless of the complaints. And if not, I'll bring it back to a big omnibus bill with a different name to it. That's what they've always done in the past. And this hour has just flown in as always. So for, as usual, a very rainy, incredibly rainy and sprayed Ontario, Canada, from Hamish and myself, it's good night to me, your God or your gods go with you.
With recent